許文南牧師為我們證道，信息的題目是基督被高舉。
And we are glad to have Pastor Philip to bring our God's message for today with the title Christ is Exalted.
Let us pray together.
Father, we thank you once again for your grace for allowing us to gather.
Lord,
it's by Lord your blood that allows us to come into your presence.
Because
it is your blood that makes us holy. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being called your children.We come to give you all the glory and all the praise. And we pray that your word will cut into our hearts so that we will see you more clearly and to love you with all our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.Last week we touched upon a very important doctrine in Ephesians, the beginning of Ephesians.
上個星期我哋講喺以弗所書開始嘅時候，我講到一個好重要嘅神學。
We talked about the doctrine of salvation.
就係救恩嘅理論。
And in Reformed churches, we represent the doctrine of salvation by the acrostic TULIP. And why I repeat these things is because it's very important for us to know them.
咁點解我又要重複咧？因為我哋認識呢一啲事係好重要嘅。
So we as a Reformed Church should understand TULIP.
咁我哋係改革中嘅教會，我哋應該明白呢五點。
And what it means.
咁係咩意思
？You know, T stands for that we are totally depraved.
T 咧就講到係完全嘅墮落。
And U is unconditional election.
U 咧就係無條件嘅揀選。
L is limited atonement.
L 就係有限嘅贖罪。
I is irresistible grace.
I 就係不可抗拒嘅恩典。
And P is perseverance of the saints.
P 就係聖徒嘅堅忍。
Now, if you don't remember what these words actually mean,
咁我哋或者唔係好明記得呢啲字咩意思
？I hope that you go back and listen to last week's sermon.
咁或者你再聽翻上個星期嘅講道。
Now, what we want to emphasize.is that salvation is the sovereign work of God.
就是救恩就是神的工作。
God the Father chose us before the creation of the world.
是神的主权的工作就是天父在创世之前就是拣选。
That's in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
就是以弗所书一章第三节。
And he's predestined us for adoptions to be his children.
他就是预定我们要成为他的儿女接纳我们
And this wonderful redemption comes through us through the work of Jesus Christ, his son.
这个奇妙的救赎就是藉着他的儿子耶稣基督临到我们
And it is God the Spirit that applies all these truths into our lives.
就是圣灵是将这些真理是应用在我们的生命里面
And it's the Holy Spirit that is the guarantee of our salvation.
亦都係聖靈係確保我哋嘅救恩。
Now, the emphasis that we want to help us to see here.
咁我哋重點要睇嘅呢度咧就係
，is that if you are a Christian who believes in Jesus Christ，
就係如果你係基督徒，你係相信耶穌基督。
If you're one that has been blessed by the work of His Spirit in your life，
如果係聖靈已經喺你生命裏面工作
，you know this is the reality that you have already been blessed。With this, all these things through Christ.
你就係藉住基督已經得到呢一切嘅祝福。
He's already made you new. He's already forgiven you of your sins. And you are called His children. And He calls you saints. Because you've been cleansed, you've been made holy through Christ already. But of course, that never becomes complete until you go to heaven. But you've already been justified. You've already been declared righteous. And you are already part of the family of God. That's who you are. That's what Paul wants you to remember.
That
you are God's children. You are already an heir of His eternal kingdom. That's what verses 3-14 were talking about. It was Paul's praise of God and what He's done for us. And it's amazing praise because those verses were all in one sentence in the Greek.
And
that was actually very unique. And as we get to today's passage, Paul moves from praise worship to prayer. And this prayer in verses 15-23, it is also unique because it is actually all in Greek, one verse again. So after thanking God for the Ephesians, he thanks God for their love for one another and for the Lord. And in verse 17, Paul prays that God will give them the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of God. So that's God's prayer for the Ephesians to have wisdom. And to know God. To see the revelation of who God has shown them to be. And we're going to be looking at three truths. Three things that Paul wants us to know. Okay, to know or understand the greatness of His plan, God's plan. Secondly, is to know and understand the greatness of His power. And third is to understand the greatness of His person, who Christ is. So the first point, understanding the greatness of His plan. Ephesians 1 verses 17-18. That God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints.
So
much better to have the right glasses.
我戴翻个眼镜睇得清楚啲。
So it's very vital to know who we are. And to know what God has prepared for us.
亦知道神为我哋预备嘅系乜嘢。
So what he wants us to know is God's plan.
佢要我哋知道嘅就系神嘅计划。
The richness of his plan.
神计划嘅丰富。
And that the very last verse it says the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
就系圣徒，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
You know, a lot of times we think we know that we have eternal life.
好多时我哋知道我哋有永生。
But do we know how precious that eternal life is?
但是我们知不知道这个永生是有多宝贵呢?
Do we ever paint a picture of the glory that God has designed for us?
你有没有看到神为我们预备的这个荣耀是看不看到这幅图画呢?
You know, what do you think of your eternity? What will it be like when you're in heaven and with God?
你有没有想到在永恒里面你和神在一起是怎样的形象?
You know, yeah, Revelation describes that you are in his presence, you are there worshiping with him.
启示录就系讲到你系会同佢一齐敬拜。
There's no more pain, no more sorrow.
冇痛苦。
There's no more death, no more sin.
冇死亡，冇罪恶。
But you know, and we have this vague idea of us floating around as spirits and worshiping God together.
我哋好似有一个模糊嘅景象，就系好似我哋浮下咁喺度敬拜神。
But if we look more clearly, God describes us that.Our eternal life will be something that is not just spiritual but physical.
但我哋要睇清楚一点，就系我哋嘅永恒嘅生命唔系净系属喺灵水里边嘅，而系有肉身嘅。
That we will be united with a body, with our body.
我哋系会同我哋嘅身体会再一次联合。
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I'm not sure if I want my same body for the eternity.
咁我唔系好清楚呢个咩意思，我唔想有翻永恒里边有咁样嘅身体。
But he promises that your body will be a glorious body.
但系圣经嘅应许就系我哋嘅身体系会有荣耀嘅身体。
Okay, and that's something that we have to look forward to.
咁我哋就系向往呢一个。
You know, will I have big biceps or will I be short? Will I be tall?Or I will look the same? I don't know.
无论我系大只或者高矮或者
But I want us to see the reality of what eternity is that you will have a body. You will live in a world that is physical.
但是我要知道我们的永恒里面我们是有一个肉体肉身的身体还有一个物质的世界里面。
Because Revelation says there will be a new kingdom, there will be a new heaven and a new earth, a new creation that we will live with God eternally.With him, what face to face?
启示录里面就系讲到我哋有新天新地，我哋有新嘅身体，会喺永恒里面同神一齐生活。
And it's a wonderful thought.
呢一个系好奇妙嘅概念。
That you will actually be able to see one another.
我哋可以见到大家。
Those who have known Christ and have been raised with Christ.
我哋认识基督，同基督一齐复活嘅人。
And Christians will know one another.
基督徒亦都互相认识。
You know, where do we see this from?
咁我哋喺边度睇到咧
？The example is Jesus.
就系耶稣。
Jesus comes back after his death, his resurrection. He comes back in a new body.
咁我哋就睇到耶稣复活之后，佢系用一个新嘅身体嚟到。
Did the disciples actually recognize him right away?
门徒都认得佢。
No.
They
didn't recognize him right away.
冇马上认得佢。
All right, they walked along with him. They didn't recognize him.
佢同佢一路行都唔认得佢。
All right, they talked with him. They didn't recognize him.
佢同佢一齐倾偈都唔认得佢。
They thought he was still the gardener.
以为佢系一个园丁。
All right, but in reality, it tells us something.
但系事实上系讲咗啲嘢俾我哋听。
That you will have a physical body, but Jesus' body wasn't exactly the same as when he went up.
所以你是有一个肉身的身体，但是不同的身体，好像耶稣一样。
And it was a glorious body.
是一个荣耀的身体。
And he remembers everything that he had in his life, earthly life.
他记得他在地上的生活的时候的一切。
And I'm sure that we also will have a memory of everything that happens to us in life.
咁我好肯定，我哋亦都会记得我哋喺生命里边所经历嘅嘢。
And it will be a physical body that.Will be, you know, the unique thing when Jesus saw his disciples and entered into the room through the room. What did he ask for?
咁我哋好奇妙嘅就系睇到当耶稣进入去个房间里边同啲门徒一齐嘅时候，佢哋叫佢哋做乜嘢
？He asked for food.
佢话要食嘢。
So even in the resurrected body, you will eat.
就是一个复活的身体，你都要食嘢嘅。
You know, isn't that an amazing thing?
系咪几好咧
？You know, Covenant Church is known for eating.
圣约堂就最中意食嘢噶啦。
So you can be happy that even when you get to heaven, you still enjoy eating.
所以你会好开心，而你去到天堂咧，你都会享受食物。
But maybe not in the gluttonous way that we do it sometimes.
或者唔系好似我哋有时咁狂食咧。
But we will enjoy eating. There is a physicality in the eternity that we have with God.
但系我哋就系喺呢个永恒里边，我哋系有一个嘅物质，我哋系同神一齐嘅。
And I'm sure that we will actually be working for God.
我哋都好肯定，我哋系同神一齐工作。
When God created all things in Genesis, He said that everything He created was good.
当神喺创世纪嘅时候创造万物之后，佢话一切都系好嘅。
And He put man to be the one to watch over all He created.
佢就系要人去管理佢所创造嘅一切。
Now, do you think those good things that God will prepare again for you in the new heaven and the new earth?
你觉得神会唔会喺新天新地里边同样嘅为你预备呢啲好嘅事物咧
？I think He will.
我觉得佢会。
He's not just going to make you a blank world with nothing in it.Because our God is a God of beauty and creation. And you will be put into a new earth with God's wonderful creation. So that you would be able to enjoy Him and His creation forever. I've gone on a tangent to kind of paint a picture of what our eternity may look like.
咁我就讲咗走咗题少少，讲到我哋永恒系会点样。
And the reason for that is that the more we see the reality of our eternity,
个原因就系我哋如果睇得我哋嘅永恒睇得更清楚嘅时候
，it helps us to turn away and to have that hope that in our suffering.
就让我哋去喺我哋嘅苦难里边有盼望。
That we know where we're heading. Every suffering is temporary.
因为我哋要知道我哋系向紧边度，所以所有嘅苦难都系暂时嘅。
Because I know where I'm going.
因为我知道我会去边度。
You know, you can have a good life.
你可以有一个好嘅生活。
You can have a healthy life.
你可以有一个健康嘅生活。
No pain at all.
完全冇痛苦。
No health issues.
完全冇疾病。
And you would die in your sleep.That would be my dream. Okay, now what age do you think you will live up to?
咁好啦，咁你谂住你会活到几多岁咧
？You know, 95 would be a good old age.
95都几好啦，系咪
？I am 50 something now, and I have pain in my knees.
我而家五十几，我都脚有痛啊，
I don't want to live 40 years with pain in my knees.
所以我仲要活五十，仲要活四十年依个痛。
So 95 would be good.
95都挺好啦。
Wouldn't you love to live to 95, no health issues, and just go away in your sleep?
咁你系咪想去活到95？
Would you call that a blessed life?
然后就你觉得呢个系咪有一个被祝福嘅生活咧？生命咧
？We always say that at a funeral, right? He had a blessed life. He lived to 95.
咁我哋好多时都系丧礼嘅时候都话佢有一个好好嘅生命啦。佢而家95，佢活到95岁。
But what I want to see,
但系我想睇到嘅就系
that it is just.So short, 95 is so short.
95都系好短嘅。
Compared to the life of eternity that you have to look forward to.
对比从永恒嚟比较。
And that's what I want us to see.
所以我就系想我哋睇到。
So when we see the line of eternity,
当我哋睇到永恒嘅呢条线。
Our life on this earth, we have to realize we are pilgrims on this earth.
我哋喺地上嘅呢个生活其实就系过客。
We live it to glorify God.
我哋活着就系要荣耀神。
But in reality, it's a very short time.
但实际上咧就系非常短暂嘅。
So in the midst of some of our suffering,
咁喺我哋嘅苦难当中
，we realize that it will be temporary.
我哋会知道呢个系暂时嘅。
But it's also a reminder that our lives are short.
亦都提醒我哋嘅生命系短暂嘅。
So that we need to live it for God.
我哋要为神而活。
So that's what I want to see, that the wonderfulness of his inheritance.
所以我就要想大家睇到呢个嘅基业嘅丰盛。
And we have to understand what his wonderful plan is.
咁我哋要知道神嘅呢个计划系乜嘢。
We already heard it last week.
上个星期有冇人睇到听到
？His wonderful plan was already told to us. He chose us before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless.
呢个计划已经系讲咗俾我哋听啦，就喺佢喺创世之前就拣选我哋喺佢面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Predestined you for adoption through Jesus Christ.
就系预定你要藉住耶稣基督成为得到儿子嘅名分。
That's the plan.
呢个就系计划啦。
That's the master plan of God.
呢个就系神嘅伟大嘅计划。
He tells you right there, he's building his kingdom. That's his purpose for you.
佢就系话俾你听啦，喺呢度就系佢建立呢个国度就系为你。
You know that is the destiny of all Christians.
呢个就系基督徒嘅永恒嘅归宿。
All right, you will be the inheritor of all the riches of what we've just described before.
你就喺我哋头先所讲到所有嗰啲丰盛里边，你就系呢个嘅后嗣。
And you are called God's child. You are called a saint.
你系被称为神嘅儿女，系圣徒。
Because you have already been made holy in Christ.
因为喺基督里边，你已经被得到圣洁成圣。
Right, means that God no longer holds your sin against you because you have been justified.
就系话到神冇再执着你啲罪，因为你神已经称你为义。
And if God has justified you,
如果神已经称你为义
，He will make you holy.
佢就会让你成圣。
He will sanctify you.
佢会让你成圣。
And it's our responsibility to work towards sanctification under God.
就是要努力的成圣在神里面。
To conform to the image of Christ.
要效法基督的形象。
To turn from sin and to live holy.
转离罪恶去过圣洁的生活。
Okay? Because that's God's work in each of us.
因为这个就是神在我们每一个人里面的工作。
And His spirit, His power is what makes us sanctified.
祂的能力,祂的灵就是帮助我们去成圣。
But He's called us to walk in holiness.
祂要我们去过圣洁的生活。
You know, so you're already the heir of God's kingdom. That's an amazing thing.
那你已经是神的国度的后嗣,这个是很奇妙的事。
That's what Paul wants you to see, that this wonderful plan, this great plan.
所以保罗就是要你看到这个奇妙的计划。
Is already been given to the believer.
是已经给了信徒的。
He wants you to know this. He wants the Ephesians to know what God is doing.
他要以弗所人去知道神所做的工作。
And to understand the richness and the glory of this plan.
去明白神这个计划的丰盛，这个荣耀。
You know, many times we've probably heard this already.
很多时你或者都听到，听过了。
And maybe this, you know,It registered in your mind already. Okay, I've been cleansed. I'm a saint.
或者你喺个脑海里边已经话，我知道啦，我系被清义。
But Paul wants it to go much deeper than just in our brain.
但系保罗想我哋知道进一步，唔系净喺理智上明白。
You know, Paul calls God to give us a spirit of wisdom.
保罗要求神俾我哋有一个智慧嘅灵。
You know, wisdom isn't just knowledge.
智慧咧，唔系净系知识。
You can have a lot of people that know the Bible.
你有好多人都好认识，都好知道圣经嘅。
But they have no wisdom.
但系佢哋冇智慧。
They can spit out every verse, that memorize every verse, but they have no wisdom.
佢哋可以背好多嘅经文，但系佢哋冇智慧。
Of course, you must have God's word before you can have wisdom.
咁首先，梗系你需要有神嘅话语，你先有智慧啦。
But the next step of knowing God's word, you have to know how to apply it in your life.
但是下一个步骤去认识神的话语呢就是要怎样应用实践在你的生命里面。
Wisdom is not just knowledge, but it's the application of God's word into one's life.
智慧就不单是知识而是将神的话语怎样应用在我们的生活里面。
So God's word must be lived out.
所以我们要活出神的话语。
It has to affect the way that we live.
要影响我们的生活。
You know, Paul highlights this phrase with verse 18.
保罗在十八节嗰度咁样讲到
，that having the eyes of your heart enlightened,
照明你们心中的眼睛。
You know, Paul's prayer is that it's not just the knowledge that you gain.
保罗嘅祈求就唔系话净系你要增长一啲嘅知识。
But it points to the eyes of your heart. That means you must know it in the depths of your heart. It can't be just stuck in your mind. That's what we call, a person who thinks knows what he should do but doesn't do it. But Paul says it must penetrate your heart. Understanding this truth must affect our whole being. It should affect your mind, but it must also affect your emotions of your heart. That heart points to the core of your being. Do you understand this master plan of God? You are saints in God. You're one to inherit the riches of His glorious kingdom. So when you remember who you are in Christ, and what your destiny is, Paul is saying it should dramatically change your entire perspective of life.
保罗就是说，如果这一点咧，就应该将你对呢个生活嘅睇法咧，系翻天覆地嘅改变。That's
what the phrase that I always said: live with an eternal perspective.
所以我成日都系话，我哋要用永恒嘅角度去睇生活。If
you know your hope and where your destiny lies,
因为知道你嘅盼望同埋你嘅归宿喺边度。It
should affect your purpose in life.
就会影响你。
It must affect the way that you live.
For example,
I'll give you a broad perspective. Knowing that my destination is the riches of God's kingdom, it helps me to see that earth is not my final home. It's very temporary. It's very temporary but precious period in our life. Where God gives us the opportunity to have friends, family, loved ones. And able to prosper in life. But it affects our goals of what we do in life. What is the purpose and direction of the life that you live? Is it just focused towards the comfort, the status, the financial security for you and your family? God wants us to have a much more serious purpose and understanding. He tells us, don't worry about the things that you need. Because He knows what you need. And He will always supply what you need. Instead, He wants you to know God, to build His kingdom.
相反的,
See, if you don't know God, if your family, your loved ones don't know God,
如果你不认识神,
they will not inherit this wonderful inheritance that is set for His children. He already told us in Matthew 28 to make disciples of all nations.
在马太福音28章，神已经话俾我哋听，要使万人作我嘅门徒。
So the broader purpose for why I live.
所以我活着嘅目的系乜嘢咧？
Is to make disciples of all nations.
就系要使万人作神嘅门徒。
It makes life very simple. I want to make sure I know Christ.
咁其实系好简单，就系我哋生活目的就系我要认识基督。
That Christ becomes my King, my Lord.
基督成为我的王,
and I want to bring that message of knowing Christ to everybody around me.
然后我就要将这个信息认识基督这个信息要带给我们周围的人.
You're called to do that with your wife, to your children,
你就要跟你的配偶, 跟你的儿女,
to your husband,
跟你的先生说,
you're called to do that with your friends and for your relatives,
跟你的朋友, 跟你的亲戚说,
to help your co-workers and your classmates to know Christ. Because that's the most important thing in all the world.
让他们认识基督，这个就是世界上最重要的事。
To know who you are and know where your destiny is.
知道你是谁，知道你的归属是什么。
To know that those people without Christ,
知道没了基督那些的人,
their destiny is an eternal separation from God.
他们的归属就是永恒的与神分离。Right?
Sometimes that doesn't register in our mind. Our loved ones die without Christ.
有时我哋都唔会话谂到我哋所爱嘅人如果离世冇唔认识基督。
But that should be very painful.
呢一个系好痛苦嘅事。
To know that a loved one dies without knowing Christ.
知道一个所爱嘅人离世唔认识基督。
And whether we've done our best to bring that knowledge of Christ to them.
我哋到底有冇尽我哋嘅能力去将基督嘅信息带俾佢咧
？You know, on a more personal perspective.
喺一个比较更加个人化嘅。
It allows this, if we allow this truth to anchor our hearts,
就是让这个真理可以在我们的心里面扎根。
It helps us to be strengthened and persevere, to be steady in the midst of the storms we face in life.
帮助我们有坚持坚忍的力量，在我们面对人生的风暴的时候，我们可以是稳妥。
Because in this world, we all face suffering.
因为在这个生命里面我们每个人都有面对苦难。
Because it's a fallen world, it's broken.
因为这个是破碎的世界。
You know, I don't want to make light of people's suffering because it is very painful.
我不是说很轻视你们的苦难因为是很痛苦的。
But everybody goes through suffering in different ways.
但是每一个人面对痛苦都是有不同的看法不同的经历。
This process of weathering the storm is different for everyone.
每一个人怎样去度过的这个风暴都是不同的。
You know, for some people, after they've gone through a storm,
有些人经过了风暴之后，
those gloomy clouds disappear very quickly.
那些阴云很快就消散。
You know, for others, after their suffering, the gloomy clouds linger.
但是有些人呢，过了苦难之后呢，这个的阴云还在保持着在这
里。And that's okay.
都是没问题
Because God will work us through that suffering.
神就是会在这个苦难里面工作
Because God makes all things beautiful in His time.
因为在祂的时间里面祂使万物都变得美好
But when we're going through that suffering,
但是当我们经历这个苦难的时候
God's instruction is always the same.
神所教导我们的都是一样的
Cling to my word and my promises.
就是要抓紧神的话语和祂的应许
I am your hope and your salvation.
我是你的盼望你的救恩。
So when our hope is anchored in the rock of God's word and His truth,
当我们的盼望是在神这个磐石祂的真理里面的时候，
we won't be tossed away by every wave of storms that hit us.
我们就不会跟着每一个打击我们的风暴而随波翻腾。
So we must remind ourselves of who we are in Christ.
我们要时时要记得我们自己是哪一个。
You are a saint saved by Christ.
你是圣徒，是被基督所拯救的。
Your destiny is the glorious riches of an eternal life.
你的归宿就是永恒的荣耀的国度。
This takes us to our second point.
那就带到我们去到第二点。
Paul wants us to understand and to know the greatness of his power.
保罗要我们去明白神的能力的伟大。
So we know his plan.
我们知道了他的计划了。
But does God actually have the power to actually carry through his plan?
但是神到底有没有能力去实践实行他的计划呢?
It's what he says in Ephesians 1 verse 19 to 20.
在以弗所书一章十九至二十节就是这么说。
And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead,and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places.
知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
It's kind of funny when we try to describe something, but we don't have the words for it.
咁有时我哋想要形容一啲嘢，我哋冇话可以讲。
That's what's happening to Paul here.
保罗就系好似喺
He's trying to describe God's beautiful, magnificent power.
佢就要去表达神嘅美丽、神嘅壮观、神嘅能力。
You know, but it's hard to describe.
就系好难去表达嘅。
You know, but Paul tries to convey that in a very interesting way. He uses four words in the Greek to describe power.
咁啊，保罗咧就系要用咗四个字希腊文嘅字去形容能力呢一。
You know, for the first one, he describes it's the power, the immeasurable greatness of his power. That power is called dunamis.
咁第一个字咧就系呢个字，就系讲到力量。
You know, it's the power that actually dynamite comes from this word.
呢个希腊字咧就系英文字炸药。
Just described as God's power, dunamis.
就系讲到神嘅。
And the second word he uses for power is working.
第二个字他用来做表达能力的就是运行。
All right, it's a word that means operative power, working.
就是一个运作的能力。
So the Greek word is energia.
这个就是希腊文这个字。
All right, which actually comes energy comes from this.
The word energy. 活力这个字的来源。
And in the ESV translation, the last two words, great might.
在英文的这个圣经这个翻译本是讲到大能大力。
It's actually two different Greek words that are combined.
其实是两个希腊文的字加在一起的。
It's kratos.
就是这个字。
Means, it describes God's might and dominion.
就是讲到神的大能和权能。
And the word ischus,
咁另外呢个字咧
，which means God's strength and power,
就系讲到神嘅力。
So when you put two words that mean the same similar together, that's how you get the great power.
咁你将两个差唔多同义词摆埋一齐嘅咧，就我哋就得出呢个字系大能大力。
So Paul's trying to use these verbs to emphasize.The supreme power of God.
咁保罗就系用呢啲嘅字要去注重讲到神嘅至高无上嘅力量。
He wants us to see the God's amazing power.
佢要我哋去睇到神嘅大能大力。
And he applies it for us to make it more applicable.
佢将佢实践喺我哋嘅身上。
God's magnificent power was exerted in Christ when God raised him from the dead.
佢就讲到当神将基督从死里面复活的时候就彰显他的大能大力。
It's God's power that lifts Christ up upon the heavenly throne to be crowned Jesus as king.
就是神的能力让基督可以升到天上坐在他的右边在天上的宝座。
So it describes the power that can take dead and to be raised to life.
讲到这个能力就是能够将人从死里复活。
And Christ is that perfect example for us. God has the power to raise Christ from the dead.
基督就俾我哋睇到，就系呢个例子，就系神有能力将佢从死里复活。
It's already done.
已经系成就咗。
It happened.
已经发生咗。
And that is the same power that will raise us from the dead.
同样嘅能力，亦都会将我哋从死里复活。
And it is the same power that's described here that will keep us and.Preserve us and secure our inheritance.
亦都系同样嘅能力，可以系保守我哋，可以使我哋安全，同埋让我哋肯定可以得到呢一个嘅基业。
And in verse 19, it tells us something even more amazing.
喺十九节有啲更奇妙嘅嘢。
That this power, the power that raised Christ from the dead, has been given to you.
将基督从死里复活嘅能力已经系俾咗你。
As a Christian,
作为基督徒,
it is a power that's given to you already.
这个能力已经是给了你。
It's a power through the Holy Spirit that comes upon you as a believer in Christ.
是藉着圣灵, 是你作为信徒, 是已经临到你。
You know, and it is this power that actually renews your heart and your soul.
这个能力就是更新重新你的心你的灵。
It's this new power of Christ that actually softens your heart so it can be receptive to God's words.
这个的能力就是将你的心软化，让你可以接纳神的话语。
It's this power that breaks your chains of slavery to sin.
And
helps you to turn from sin and live righteously before God. You know, it's the power that actually is sanctifying our souls each and every day. Because each day you live, God is at work in making you more and more holy, Christ-like.
Now,
that is the amazing thing that we have to realize. That power is at work in your life. Same power that raised Jesus from the dead. It's a power that will guarantee your salvation. So when you do struggle with sin, you will. And we all do. But God says He's given you that power. Not by your own strength to overcome the temptation to sin. What does God tell you to do when you're tempted?
Calls you to run.
You know, He doesn't want you to wallow in that temptation. The wisdom is to avoid it. He gives you the power to do what is right. He is the one that will help us to turn from our shackles of sin. Our shackles are broken. And He wants you to walk freely. A life that can glorify Him. Now, this leads us to our third point. Paul goes on to talk about Christ in verse 21-23. It says, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in the age but in the age to come, and He put all things under His feet and gave Him the head of over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
超越一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的，和一切有名的，不但在今世的、连来世的也都超越了，超过了。又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会作万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Now Paul goes from talking about Jesus' resurrection to His coronation.
保罗就是从讲到基督的复活和升天。
Now he talks about Jesus' majesty.
现在就讲到基督的威严。
It's Jesus who is above all rule, authority, power, dominion.
基督是超越一切执政的、掌权的。
He is the one that has been put on the throne already in heaven. So He is already ruling in heaven. And we are His subjects that are following Him in His kingdom, in His rule. And that's what it describes here. He is the head of the church. And the church becomes His kingdom.
Right,
that invisible church that God has called will be His kingdom.
Right,
we're part of that invisible church. We're visible.
You know,
sure, every visible person has to make sure of that faith in you. And those invisible people that includes all the Christians of the world. God is the head of that our church, our kingdom. And what He wants us to realize is that Christ is the one that fills His church. Christ fills us. As a Christian, Christ fills you.
作为基督徒, 基督是充满你的。
So it's important to know who you are.
所以你好重要知道自己系边一个。
But it's even more important to know who is in you.
但系更重要嘅系要知道边一个喺你里边。
That through the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ dwells within you.
藉住圣灵，基督系喺你里边住嘅。
You know that's vitally important for us to know.
呢个系非常重要，我哋要知道呢一点。
Is that the fullness of Christ dwells within a Christian?
就系基督所充满嘅，就喺基督徒里面。
You know, we have to understand that.
你要明白呢一点。
That we as Christians, Christ is in us.
我哋作为基督徒，基督系喺我哋里边。
He is the one that died to redeem us.
系佢受死去拯救我哋。
He is the one that empowers us.
是祂赐力量给我们。
He's the one that secures us and holds us fast.
是祂去保守我们，抓紧我们。
And nothing can ever separate us from Jesus.
没有东西可以将我们跟耶稣分开。
Nothing can ever take you out of his hands.
没有一样东西可以将你从祂的手里面挪开。
You know, that's why it's so vital that we live as a Christian that is united to Christ.
所以我们很重要作为基督徒我们要跟基督联合。
When you're united to Christ,
当你跟基督联合的时候
you can face all things.
你可以面对一切。
You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
你也可以做一切所基督赐给你力量。
You know, and as we think about it, Paul is the greatest example for us.
我们想一下保罗就是一个很大
Not the greatest, but one of the good examples
就是一个很好的例子。
You know, Paul, who was Paul?
保罗是谁啊?
Paul actually was actually pretty high up. He was a Pharisee.
保罗其实都是一个很高级的人他是法利赛人。
In the Jewish order, he was actually a teacher of the word, the law.
在这个犹太人当中他是很高的他是教师他是律法的教师。
He had some fame as he persecuted Christ in the church.
但是他也要去逼迫教会。
All right, but he came to understand God's master plan of salvation.
但他后来就是明白了神的救恩的计划。
When Jesus appeared to him on that road to Damascus.
就是当他去大马士革的路上耶稣
向他显现。In Galatians 1:15, he says,
在加拉太书一章十五节他这样说。
But when he who set me apart before I was born, and who called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me, in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles.
然而，那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他存在外邦人中。
Now it's very interesting that what he taught us, that he chose us before the foundation of the world.
好特别嘅就系，佢话耶保罗话俾我哋听，喺神喺创世之前就拣选我哋。
He sees that same vision here that he set him apart before he was born.
佢喺呢度亦都睇到呢一点，就系佢出世之前已经分别出嚟。
You know, and it's interesting. If God set him apart before he's born.
好特别嘅，如果系喺佢出世之前，神已经将佢分别出嚟。
Why would he make him a Pharisee?
咁点解要佢变佢成为法利赛人
？Why would he be one that persecutes the church in Christ?
点解佢要去逼迫教会啊
？Why in all the world would he choose a Pharisee to make him born a Pharisee?
咁点解神要让佢出世成为一个法利赛人啊
？You know, it's very interesting when you think about it.
好特别嘅，你谂下。
What did Paul do for us in the New Testament books?
保罗在新约里面为我们做了什么?
How many books did he write for us?
他写了几多本书呢在新约里面?
All right, 14 of them.
14卷.
Out of the whole New Testament, 27 books, 14 is written by Paul.
整本新约圣经有27卷书 ,14 卷是保罗写的。
So a Pharisee,is somebody who knows God's word.
法利赛人就是一个知道神话语的人。
And it's a person who knows God's word that he used to pen his Bible for him.
他就是知道神的话语就是为他写出这本圣经。
So if that doesn't help us to see that God is sovereign, that he ordains all things, and nothing will.
我们就是看到神就是掌管一切的世界上的一切的事物。
He chose Paul before he was born to be one who born a Pharisee so that he would learn his word.
他就是揀選保羅他出世之前將他分別出來讓他成為法利賽人讓他可以學習神的話語。
So that he will be one to bring the gospel to the Gentiles, but he will write 14 books in God's Bible.
以致他可以將這個福音帶到去給外邦人同埋寫了14卷書新約聖經裡面的14卷。
Paul's life was actually full of suffering.
保羅的一生是充滿苦難的困難的。
He sat in jail for years.
他坐了監很多年。
And he was actually martyred.
他亦都是殉道。
For his faith.
就是因为他的信心。
But he says that all that he suffered was for the sake of the gospel.
他就是所有他的这些苦难都是为了福音的缘故。
And he was one that was filled with the fullness of Christ of knowing what he was doing.
他亦都是因为基督的充满让他可以充满知道他做着什么。
And in Philippians 4:13, this is where this famous words come from. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
所以他又写了腓立比书四章十三节那里讲到，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
God used him.
神就是用他。
It's his strength that filled Paul to be able to accomplish the works of writing that New Testament for us.
就是神让。神的能力让保罗可以写了新约的这些书卷是 为我们。
You know, so when God calls you to do something,
所以当神呼召你做
Don't say, I don't know how to do it, I can't do it, or, oh, I've never done it before.
不要说我不懂做我从来都没做过我不知道怎么做。
If you're willing, God will use you and give you the strength to do whatever he calls.
如果你愿意神会给你力量去做他呼召你要做的事。
That's what you have to remember as a Christian.
所以基督徒就是要记得这一点。
Christ fills you.
基督是充满你。
Do you realize what he calls you to do?
你知不知道他呼召你做什么呢?
He calls you to be the light of the world, to shine for him.
他就是要你成为世界的光。
You know, don't tell us, I don't know how to do that.
你不可以说我不知道怎么做。
God fills you.
神充满你。
And it is God's design that when you shine,
神的设计就是当你发光的时候，
you are shining the light of Christ.
你就是发出基督的光。
Not your own light.
不是你自己的光。
Our light is very dim.
我们的光是很暗的。
You know, our light is a little battery, but God's light is bright.
我们的光是小小的电池，神的光是很大
的。So the light that you shine is Christ.
当你发光的时候，就是你。发出基督的光。
And the life that you live now is the power of God, the life that God lives through you.
你现在过的生活就是基督的能力在你里面活着。
So he calls you to make him known, to be that light of the world.
就是要你做世界的光，在世界这个发光，让世人认识他。
And the question to our own hearts is Christ the world to you?
那对于我们自己要问这个问题就是基督是不是你的一切?
Is he your all?
他是不是你的主?
Is he the one that you're living for?
你是不是为他而活?
Let us pray.
让我们一同祈祷。
Father, I do pray for your spirit to work in all of our hearts.
主啊，求你的灵在我们所有人的心里面工作。
We thank you for your words.
我们感谢你的工作。
That shows us who we are.
让我们知道我们是哪一个。
We see that plan that you have given to us.
我们看到你为我们预备的计划。
That we are your children, we are saints that you have justified through the blood of Christ.
我们是你的儿女，是圣徒，因为你已经藉着基督的宝血称我们为义。
And you call us to live out that holy life.
你呼召我们去过一个圣洁的生活。
Not by our own strength, but by the power of your spirit.
不是凭着自己的力量，而是凭着圣灵的能力。
That it's Christ who lives in me to live and to do.Your good pleasure.
是基督在我里面活着，去为你的缘故。
Father, we pray that you will help us.
求天父帮助我们。
Help us when we truly understand this truth.
帮我们真是明白这个的真理。
Make it not just knowledge.
让我们不是只是一个的头脑知识。
But a truth that goes to the depths of our hearts.
而是一个扎根在我们内心深处的真理。
So that it will affect the way that I live.
去影响我们的生活。
Not so focus on this world as our comfort, our hope.
唔係注重喺呢個世界上我哋嘅舒適，我哋嘅希望。
But the focus on you as our hope.
而係你先成為我哋嘅盼望。
To be filled with you, to live for you.
係被你所充滿，為你而活。
Help us, O Lord, to be people who put Christ first in the throne of our hearts.
求主幫助我哋喺我哋內心嘅寶座上面，係讓基督去居住。
We ask this in your name.
我哋奉你嘅名祈求。
Amen. Let's all rise and turn to the hymn number 416.
讓我哋